Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. Right here. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh.
Go. Come on, push up, the up button. Up, up, up. We got to get into the studio.
Get up.
Push up. Push the button. Push it up. There we go. Are we on? We're live. Can they see us?
They can see you. You're on TV.
Oh, hey.
You made it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Office Hours Live. We're live, baby. Get up. We're live, baby. Me, old BW. Not what you expected, huh? I can't. So, could I see myself on that or no?
No, that would be distracting. You don't want that.
Why not?
You want to see yourself on the monitor?
Well, see, yeah, like see how it goes.
All right, we'll tell you. It's going great.
Okay, do that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Office Hours Live. It's Thursday, May 2nd, 10:03 a.m. Time to watch The Price is Right!
Wait, back up, what?
If you're in California, Price is Right is on. Watch Uncle Drew give away cars and prizes. So if you want to have that on in the background while you watch this, get as many screens going as possible. Me, the B-man here. I'm joined by, of course,
Wait.
DJ Doug Pound.
Wait. Good horning.
Time to wake up.
Good horning.
Good horning. And, of course, to my left, you're right. Vince Berger.
Thank you, Brandon. This is my catchphrase. What's up, everybody?
Because you know. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
And we got Matt over here.
Good morning.
Grunge. Got Matt.
Thanks, B-Man.
In his grunge. He's going through a grunge phase. And, of course, the lovely A-Train Hellman, Hershey Hellman.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Hershey Hellman, the co-host of the World Record Podcast.
What's up? What's up? Good morning.
Don't adjust your sets. I'm hosting the show. Don't adjust it. Okay? Don't adjust the computer. Don't do anything weird.
Just shut the fuck up.
It's the World Record Podcast. You're not familiar with that, but we're here hosting the Office Hours Live podcast, and it's gonna be one of those podcasts. So listen up,
Pizza Hut. So much
of all the podcasts, this will be one of them.
Yeah, this is gonna be it's in the zeitgeist of the podcast pantheon. Is that the right word?
Sure,
you can say that.
Well, how's it going, guys? You seem uptight. Are you guys scared? Because
I don't know.
Your fearless leader's not here.
No, it's okay. We'll manage. Nope. We'll manage.
What have you been up to, Vince? Vic? I want to keep calling you Vince.
Are you? Is it Brindin? Brindin?
Yeah, Brindin.
Okay.
Brindin. Like I was named after the crocodile hunter's daughter.
Oh.
Her name's Bindi, but the male version is Brindy. Brindy, and I added the N.
Uh-huh.
So, good morning, everybody. And actually, if you're watching on the East Coast, oh, my God. What are you doing up so early? Mm-hmm. What are you, a crossing guard or something?
That actually later there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, it's late. Why aren't you at work?
Right.
1 p.m.
It's going on in Hawaii, too, you know?
Oh, Hawaii, it's early.
Oh, Hawaii, it's early. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mahalo. So
we're going to run.
For those of you there.
We'll run through all the time zones. We're going to get, this is going to be more of an educational style show for everybody today. Edutainment? Is that edutainment?
Huh?
It could be like edutainment.
Yeah.
It's like education.
Mm-hmm. What can we look forward to under the show today, Brendan?
Well, today we're going to, what are we going to do, Matt? You're in charge. We're going to make some phone calls, maybe?
We are?
We'll call some people, see how they're doing. We'll take some of your calls, the Zooms, the Hothead Hotline. Maybe we'll step into the rant corner.
Oh, man.
I love the rant corner. That's where the juice is, you know what I mean?
The rant corner, if you're, if you're watching, you want to call in the rant corner, you can step into the rant corner, and the way it works is you just unload whatever's chapping your ass, like the gas prices, or, you know, that Powerball. You didn't win the Powerball lottery. Maybe your wife is, she's trying to sabotage you. She's putting itching powder in your jock strap.
She's an underminer, that wife.
Yeah, she's undermining your undercarriage.
Maybe a Zoomer. Any of you Zoomers want to get in the, what's it called again? The rant?
The rant corner.
Rant corner.
You have the music for that, right?
I don't have that one. Okay. I can make
I'll find something. Yeah, it's...
I think I might have it in the thread.
Just a wicked guitar solo.
Oh, yeah, we do have that. Oh, yeah. Man, we do have that, don't we?
You got it? I got this other one.
I didn't know we were going straight to the rec.
Wow.
We don't have to. It could be a good way to break the ice with everybody, maybe get some stuff off your chest.
Is my computer muted, Luke?
Dude. Use the force, Luke.
I do have that, yeah.
You have it? Okay.
You guys get that?
Use the force, Luke? What's that from?
From Luke... what is that?
It's Star Wars.
Star Trek. Star Trek. Starring...
That's right.
William Shatner.
Well, we can't have the music unless there's somebody in the rant corner.
Okay. You gotta...
I gotta do a preamble.
Not me.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's not?
Who's playing that? The Rock?
Oh, Jesus.
Not me.
Oh, it is? Wow. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
Guys, this...
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
There's too many computers in here.
It is.
So right, let's bring it down. There's too much crosstalk and noise.
There's a lot going on here.
Who has the rant corner?
Which I love, but I think we need to...
Who has the rant corner music? Who's going to play?
I got it.
I had too much coffee. Okay.
S. Chimera, do you have a rant? You look like someone who might have a rant. Yes? Give me a thumbs up if that's a yes. You got a rant? Okay.
And I'll do an intro to it before you get started.
There we go. Okay. I have a rant.
Okay, hold on. What's your name?
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Sasha.
Sasha. Okay. I'll bring you into the rant corner, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's start the music. Crank it up. Ladies and gentlemen, you just stepped into the World Record Podcast Office Hours Live Rant Corner. That's where you can come in, let your hair down, let everybody know what's chapping your ass. We got Sasha. She's about to step into the rant corner. Sasha, tell everybody what's chapping your ass.
All right, wait. We need to bring the music up. Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a man. I'm a man. All right. I think I got that out of my system. I love your ween shirt.
Thank
first
you.
Of all.
That's really not a like rant.
That's not a, this
that's
is
a
not
compliment.
A rant.
Should we
I'm
jump,
getting
dump
into
him?
It. I'm building up to it. I'm really, really fucking pissed. I feel like I've been tricked.
Here we go.
Because I'm on this podcast today because I saw, you know, on the Office Hours Live official Instagram, a picture of Jerry Seinfeld saying, you know, when the king speaks up, you listen. Mm-hmm. So I was like... Oh, like, I think that means that Jerry Seinfeld is going to be on the show. And if Jerry Seinfeld's going to be on the show, like, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to try and, like, do something really crazy to, like, get everybody's
this
attention.
This is not a rant, ma'am.
Really want the attention to be on me. What do you define as, like, what do you define as a rant?
I wanted, like, a rant.
I think, I'm sorry, no offense to you. Yeah. Who said it's fixed, Matt?
So now you're gonna judge my rant.
So you heard the way I introed it. I mean, we want to match that energy.
You need to be yelling more.
Here's for everybody listening. If you want to step into the rant corner, here's just a kind of example of the way you step into the rant corner. I do my introduction.
Okay.
And then you go. All right, well, thank you, B-Man. You know what's really been chapping my ass? Traffic lights. Why do they always turn in different colors? Or, you know, whatever.
Okay, yeah. So I've got, yeah. Thank you, B-Man. And I have
We got to start over again. So let's do the intro.
Can we take it from
I'll
the
intro
top?
You again. We'll take it from the top.
Do you want to stick with this one or should we try a new ranter? We have some other ranters.
We can give Sasha one more shot.
We'll give Sasha one more shot.
30 seconds.
All right.
So who's going to...
Where's the music?
Yeah, well, you guys are really messing up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just stepped into the rant corner. This is a no-holds-barred area for you to just get everything off your chest. Tell us what's chapping your ass and pissing you off. Today we got Sasha, and she's really got something that's chapping her ass, and she's going to step into the rant corner and tell you about it. Take it away, Sasha!
All right. Thank you, B-Man. You know what's really chapping my ass? Is the way that you set up your rant corner.
Get her out of here. Get her out of here. This is all. Get her out of here. This has been a... I don't know if somebody's actively sabotaging the show to try...
Sasha doesn't have a rant, clearly.
She's too mild-mannered.
Too positive.
She's too nice. Yeah.
Goes off to a terrible start.
Oh, Richard, are you saying you have a rant? Is that why you're motioning? All right, you want to try one more rant?
Yeah, let's try it. You know, we have all day.
We could do this for the whole 2 hours.
We could do whatever. I mean, I feel like in this day and age, people need a place to vent.
Yeah.
And you could go to therapy and just piss your money away that way. Some quack.
Holding shit in is going to kill you. It is. Yep. It's very bad for you. It's going to give you high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, everything.
When you say holding,
Big might have a rant.
Oh no, I feel good actually. I've ranted out now. I get it all out of me. No, I have nothing to complain about right now. So
that's great.
Sorry guys.
You still have a kid under your desk?
No, not anymore. I kicked him outside, so I don't have to complain about that anymore. All
right. Doug, do you have anything that's? I mean, I feel like you.
I always got things to rant about.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to show them how it's done? Maybe we do it with Doug first, and then we go to Richard or whatever. All right.
Yeah, sit tight, Richard. Just give me a quick check so your camera comes up.
Check.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, we're doing Doug first.
Yeah, Doug first. Okay. He knows. He gets it.
Ladies. Oh,
just pulled my mic out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. God damn it. You know what's really chapping my ass? These earphone things that... fall out of your ear.
You gotta push it in.
That's
you
what
gotta, you gotta feel the suction. In
that's
there.
What she said. we'll get this all
this
in
is
order.
Not, this is bad. We should move the show along. I don't know.
You don't want to do the rant?
You don't want to get in the rant corner?
I mean,
it's too positive.
I was ready.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I mean,
just
it's,
let him
you
do
guys.
It. Just let him do it.
Wireless tech. It's 2024. What's with all the wires?
Why? Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. And also, if anybody's ever had earbuds ripped out of your fucking ear, you know how that feels. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, are we ready? Welcome to the Rant Corner with me, the B-Man. And this is a safe space for you to just tell everybody what's chapping your ass. Today we got DJ Doug Pound, a.k.a. Doug Loosen Up. He's going to step into the rant corner and really unload on you, Doug, baby. Tell us what's chapping your ass.
These garbage guys come too fucking early. They come at 6 a.m. to pick up my cans, and I'm waking up at 6 with the gung 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 with their trucks. Why don't you start a little later? Why do you gotta come at 6 a.m. to pick up the goddamn garbage? All right?
Woo!
Wow. There you go, folks.
I second that rant.
If you're a garbage man and you're listening,
why do these trucks gotta be so loud? Can't they just roll them down the street, pick them up at the end, can't let us sleep.
A-Train actually has something she could add to that.
This is for Elon Musk, if you're watching. Please invent an electric trash truck that's quiet, because that shit is way too loud. And they break your cans. Do they ever break your cans, Doug?
Yes.
Yeah, because they slam that shit down.
Yeah.
It's annoying as hell.
Hey, cutie.
Well, at least you can get... the city does give you a free new one, right, when they break?
They do.
Yeah.
You got to give them... You got to get the serial number off of
it. Hey, cutie.
We just got some new cans.
I have a garbage idea.
Go.
For the city.
Go.
For all cities.
Okay.
People are consuming too much and throwing too much crap out. They should weigh the garbage can... The garbage truck shows up, it picks it up, it weighs it, and you only pay for what you throw out. Pay for pound.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I like that.
Kapuya, kapuya.
I like that.
Pay per pound. That's all right. Well, you know, it's they should
crop.
Well, then that would help with all the pollution.
Exactly.
But I'm saying that
no, actually, you know, if that happened, you know what's going to happen? People are going to be dumping it in the river.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, river.
But.
So take it from Doug, loosen up. If
just throw your trash in the river.
Throw your trash in the river.
Just do it.
If you live
it's
near
free.
A body of water, the ocean's better because it'll suck it out there into that Texas-sized...
The trash
the floating,
island.
The garbage island or whatever.
Yeah.
Sunny days are here again. Hi, this is Tim Heidecker, your Office Hours host, letting you know about Factor Meals. It's time to meet your wellness goals in time for the summer, and Factor is here to help you. They've got chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're dietitian approved and will help you kickstart a new healthy routine for the summer. I know you're all asking, what are Tim's current top faves? Well, I'll tell you. The filet mignon and mushroom risotto and the calorie-smart Greek chicken and tomato penne pasta. Those are my top picks that you just can't go wrong with. But guess what? They have 35 different meal options every week with over 60 add-ons available. So if you can't find something you like, well, that's on you, buddy. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel like should we let Richard rant?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, we'll do one more rant. Sorry.
I feel like he has a good one. He's got the right look.
This
right,
fucking right, ear thing.
It's all right, Brendan.
I don't know
right.
what the fucking...
Oh, shit, did it break?
No, it's just, it doesn't stay in my
just
goddamn
push it in.
Ear.
Just push...
But then it weighs 700 pounds. Oh, and I'm standing on the fucking wire. That's
tuck it
the,
in your
pocket.
You gotta loop it through your... You have a belt loop?
We need loop over here.
Yeah, Luke... Come help him.
It's all right. No, I got it. I got it, everyone.
He's challenged. He
what time does the show start? Because we should work out all these bugs before.
This is the 18th minute where we've been live.
Okay, let's see Richard.
All right, let's get Richard in here.
I'm kind of retarded.
Is that aimed at me?
Yeah.
All right, get the music and let's get out of here.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, it's early in the morning or mid-afternoon, depending where you are, but you know what? Any time is right for you to step into the rant corner. That's right, baby, the rant corner. Get anything off your chest, anything that's bugging you, anything that pees you, oh, and tell us what's chapping your ass. Richard, step into the rant corner, tell us what's chapping your ass.
Hey, thanks a lot, B-Man. I appreciate it. You know what's trapping my ass? What's really grinding my gears? I go down to the Taco Bell. And they say, you want any hot sauce? I said, yeah, I'll take some hot sauce. I get home, there's no hot sauce in the bag.
I can take add to that. I can add to that rant.
Add to it.
And Doug, you step into the rant corner too. There's space for everybody in here. Take it away, Doug.
I go to Taco Bell. They say, do you want some hot sauce? I say, no, I got superior hot sauce at home. I get home, and there's 50 fucking packs of that shit. And then what am I going to do? Just throw that out? Or should I go to this fucking guy's house, this jag off?
Don't go in my house. I'm hurting for it.
Oh, man.
What's your address, Richard? We'll send Doug over with a sack of sauce.
My screen name is Richard Bain. I changed that in honor of Richard Bain, the late Richard Bain. Great comedian. I'm a big fan of old BW. I listen to the Bone Zone, to...
We need more Zoomers like this.
You know who Jason Segel is?
Vince? You're not? No?
Yeah. Come on, give it up. You gotta give it up.
You can't give it up.
I'll do it.
Richard Bain was fantastic. If you're not familiar with his comedy, go check him out. I miss him. I miss him being a great guest on the World Record Podcast. Mm-hmm. And I want to say a big shout-out to Amanda. I'm a Patreon member of the World Record Podcast.
I love
that. And I want to say a big shout-out to Vic, too. If you haven't listened to Vic's music, check him out. I interviewed him a couple years ago for an hour. He's a fantastic guy. And I just want to say thank you. I love what you guys do here every single week.
Thank you,
buddy.
And?
What, anything
and DJ Doug Pound is tolerable at best.
He's what?
I love DJ Doug Pound, too. He always comes heavy with the drops. And the guys did the drop concert a couple weeks ago. Just tremendous. Thank you very much for what you guys do.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, now there we go. There's some positivity.
Yeah.
You have a rant.
You get some rants. And I love you get some that positivity. Guy. I like that.
The ranch. Rant dressing.
Oh,
that's a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you're like pissed off at your salad.
What would rant. That? What's the flavor of rant dressing?
Whatever, like
vitriol.
Vitriol.
Maybe some kind of poison or something.
It's a poison-based glyphosate.
Asbestos.
Yeah, we have an asbestos salad dressing. I'm exhausted now.
You want to do? You want to take it down? You want to do City of the Day? You catch your breath.
Okay, let's do City of the Day. A familiar bit for everybody who's. Has their finger on the button.
Sucky, sucky. Lovey, lovey. Mommy, mommy.
Actually, I still need a volunteer for City of the Day here in the Zoom room. Now you read the that ad in there, B-Man.
Okay.
So you, like, City of the Day is sponsored
there's
by...
There's no ad. Where?
On the doc, the show doc.
Oh.
I mean, I can do it.
Sorry, very...
Oh, yeah, Doug Pound can do it.
Well, I can't do it?
Well, let the B-Man
if you don't,
do it.
If you're not ready, there you go. You got
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. City of the Day, everybody. City of the Day is sponsored by Dow Doo-Doo Grabber. Plastic TP. Are you still wiping your butt with tree-destroying paper TP? I sure did until I found out about Doo-Doo Grabber Plastic TP from Dow Chemical. This high-tech plastic toilet paper has super-grabbing microfibers that are specifically engineered to easily extract the stingiest skids and berries from your long tunnel. With paper TP, you might need 10 to 15 wipes to clean your butt, but Doo-Doo Grabber's one wipe technology gets it done in one. Doo-Doo Grabber is great for the environment too, because it's reusable for up to 12 sessions. Simply throw it in the laundry between uses. Plus, after it's cached, you can recycle it. No more killing of innocent trees. My name is Brendan, and I want to hear a jingle for this product now.
To wipe your butt, Dow Doo-Doo Grabber. To wipe your butt, Dow Doo-Doo Grabber. Plastic TP.
Gonna wipe your butt.
Plastic TP.
Plastic TP.
Plastic TP.
Now, is this,
I like this.
Is it toilet?
Plastic TP. Gonna wipe your
And what's that on the... Oh, so that's what
that's
it looks like.
Shit.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah,
before and after.
Those are some of the skids and berries down here.
And it's, so it's more of a... Yeah, it's like a scrub kind of situation.
Oh, those are the
hurt?
Microfibers.
You know, it exfoliates too, maybe.
Yeah.
If I
use it on my butt, and then when I wash it, I use it on my face, and then put it back in the roll.
Run it under hot water; it kills the germs.
All right. So our city of the day. We don't have any volunteers, so I'm just going to pick somebody. Nova Navikas. You're going to announce the city of the day. Sorry to say,
they got
to
be in a city somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere. Speak up.
Yes. We here?
You're here. Yes.
Whoa,
oh, guys! Whoa. This whole thing posed up. Whatever. We'll just say Winter Haven, Florida.
Beautiful.
Home of Legoland and ski capital of the world.
Nice. Ski capital.
Water ski capital of the world.
Oh right. Oh. Okay.
Winter Haven.
Have any of you? Are you a water ski guy?
I know how to do all of them, but not like amazing. I can slalom though, which is one ski.
Water skiing is actually—it's really hard to get. Have you ever done it, Brendan?
Never tried.
You have to get up out of the water. It's a workout.
Yeah, you need the grip strength. You need the little forearm muscles.
Yeah, you got to pull yourself up.
Well, any of you guys, Vic? You ever?
I've never done that, no. But I have good forearm muscles.
Let's
see. Then you'd be good.
We got a shot of the.
Oh shit!
See that?
That's actually pretty.
Pretty good.
I'm shaking. I don't know how to flex. That's the thing.
You're Parkinson's.
I've water skied many times.
I assume that you probably have.
We used to go up to Wisconsin. You got to get a boat, and then you got to get your driver to tow you. They have to start.
They can't go too fast.
Right. They got to start you off just right. And then you're up there, and you're just like okay.
But then
now
And then you fall. And
that's why
that
inner tube is
it's
so much better.
It's
you
got
put an inner tube behind the boat and just hang out. You don't have to worry about anything.
Have you ever flown off off of one of those?
Tubing is more fun because
it's
then
more
that
fun. Yeah.
Tubing is more fun. You're hanging on, and then the driver pulls you over the wake, and you go flying, and you're like, and everyone laughs.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever attempt when they're doing the skis and then they do a flip?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The old flip.
Yeah.
Do that all the time. I go off the jump.
The Fonzie jump in the shark.
The Fonzie jump. Yeah. Speaking of jumping the shark.
Well, did you want to make any calls, Brendan?
Should we call someone?
Yeah, you
do a classic.
Do your
prank
thing.
Phone call.
Yeah, so, you can dial
on your show, World Record Podcast. You're calling people and you're pranking people, right?
It's not so much a prank. We just talk to the
It starts as a prank, and then sometimes it gets we get to know them and.
Yeah, it's now we've made some friends
on
the World Record Podcast. We'll just call some people, basically based off of topics that we're talking about.
But are you going to ruin their day and belittle them? And
generally don't.
Is that what you do? You call them up and you ruin their day?
Well, we'll try it.
You've been on the show, Doug. You know how to, you're good at prank phone calls, Doug.
Yeah, but it made me uncomfortable. I felt bad. I have empathy for strangers.
Okay. Well, is there...
I used to. I don't anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. You
we're
get
not
sort
mean
of...
to them,
and they do have the option to just hang up the phone.
There's always that.
They don't have
too.
To stay on.
And then we made some calls yesterday, and then they're laughing by the end of it, and they're like, "Ha ha ha! Okay, I have to go. Bye."
Yeah.
So then we actually made their day
that's
better.
Nice.
Yeah. There was a lady on her lunch break. There was a guy who worked at a liquor store in Compton
who just moved here from India.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't really get the story, but he said he had no friends here.
Yeah, he just, I don't know. It was,
And he, now he works at a liquor store in Compton. So.
You just met this guy randomly, and he told you he has no friends? That's not.
Why are you calling these losers?
Poor
why
people?
Call someone cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find a Beverly Hills.
Call an agent.
Sad sex.
Let's find a Beverly Hills Ferrari dealership.
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
Oh, Beverly Hills. Okay, yeah.
I would approve anything in Beverly Hills.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's call an upscale Beverly Hills, let's not be too specific, but some kind of high-end car that nobody really needs to have.
Bentley.
Lamborghini.
Bentley.
Welcome to Ferrari Beverly Hills.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just don't want to hear the...
Oh.
I gotta
that doesn't matter.
Let them know. Said they're open?
They should be.
Thank you for calling Ferrari Beverly Hills.
This is
Joey speaking. How can I assist you?
I think we got a recording.
Press one.
Do I have to press one? Is this... Oh, this is a recording?
This isn't a recording. Hi.
Hi. Well, you got a great voice. You should be a recording.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of recording, we're live on YouTube right now, and you're on a podcast. Is that okay?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. We got a player here.
Thank you, darling.
We have, so this is, you're selling high-end vehicles in Beverly Hills.
Yes, this is Ferrari Beverly Hills.
What's the most expensive Ferrari you sell there?
I am actually just a receptionist, but I know that we had gotten in a 275 GTB, and I know it's priced a little over $5 million at the moment, so that's probably most classic, most recent one that we've discussed.
Well, what about who are some of the celebrities that shop there?
Ooh.
That's what we want to know for real.
Yeah.
Oh, I signed a non-disclosure, so I can't
get into that.
They do
Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm sorry, guys.
Shaquille, he's probably doing crazy shit in there.
There's a way to work around this.
He can't fit in the car.
Can you, cough once if we're correct, and cough twice if we're wrong, if we guess, we'll just throw some names out there. And then do a cough.
You're going to get zero coughs. I'm sorry.
Zero coughs? Well, that's good in this COVID COVID times that
I'll
we live
excited.
In. We probably shouldn't be coughing for fun. $5 million car. What's that come with? Has it got a CD player in it?
it's a classic, so I'm not sure. Again, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's an old, it's a vintage one. I see. That's why it's so expensive.
There's a cigarette lighter.
It's a
cigarette lighter,
one.
Ashtray?
Bluetooth capabilities.
It looks like it has a center console.
Does it have yellow tooth capabilities? Because I have been drinking too much coffee, smoking cigarettes. Maybe. So $5 million car. Now, can anybody come in?
I have to go.
Well, just real quick.
Can we talk to a salesman? We're interested in buying.
Yeah, I'm interested in that car, actually.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time? What's the best Godzilla movie of all? What's up with John Cena? Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from. What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars? Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
Can I talk to a salesman about the $5 million car?
She bailed.
She left?
It's more fun talking to the salesman.
I mean, you see,
she's nice, though.
That's where it gets.
Gets what?
Gets awesome.
That's where it gets sinister, because clearly you're not trying to buy that car.
I'm wasting a guy's time who sells $5 million cars.
He's probably a nice
cars.
Guy. He's probably some struggling
sure,
actor
great.
Trying
many,
to sell cars.
I mean, how many $5 million cars
I mean,
do you
what
think
kind of commission?
Day, you know?
What kind of commission are you getting on a $5 million
car? These used car guys are nice guys.
They're good, honest, hardworking guys, aren't they?
So it's considered a used car, the $5 million.
I've never heard of a car that expensive.
That's the first time
I thought she was going to say $500,000.
Maybe, yeah.
$5 million.
$5 million.
You guys ever hear that? You people watching at home, you know?
Sound off in the comments if you want a $5 million car. That'd be pretty cool.
You know, somebody in the Zoom has the most expensive car in the Zoom. We should try to find them.
Yeah.
A Kia Sportage with all the... add-ons, maybe.
Yeah, with the clear coat and the wheel lock.
The clear coat.
Yeah, that'll be a thing. Yeah, everybody who owns a car. If you don't own a car, get the hell out of the Zoom.
Yeah, this if you is lease, a fancy, like that's...
Leasing's fine.
You think so?
If you're leasing a $5 million car. I wonder if there is an option to lease.
Can I lease that?
It's like $20,000 a month.
My car is $100,000 a month. Yeah, we'll get back into that. I will have to call those people again sometime because I'm interested in that just world that
I wonder if anybody can go in there. You probably have to like make an appointment or do some sort of screening before you can go in to like look at cars.
I mean, there's rich weirdo, like, you know, like there's probably some Big Lebowski type guys who are worth $1 billion who could, you know, you could probably walk in. I bet instead of wearing a tuxedo or dressing, you know, trying to dress like you're rich, like in a tuxedo and top hat the way they do, I bet it's easier to get in there if you go in a bathrobe and slippers.
Because then they're like, oh, this guy's really rich.
Yeah,
rich
as long as you're not super homeless. Yeah. Right. Like, you know, you can't be filthy.
Yeah, like the super rich guys look like plain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Except they're not trying to convince
I mean, look at that. What's that Facebook guy? Justin?
Yeah, Justin
Timberlake.
Justin Crumble.
What's his name? I don't know.
Justin Crumble.
Zuckerberg.
What's his first name?
Justin Mark. Zuckerberg.
Mark.
He made the airplane movies. And then he pivoted to Facebook. Remember, stop calling me Shirley, all that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's right.
That was funny.
Facebook fan.
Should we try another call another place? You see, now that was fun, right?
She had a good time.
You just gotta listen. Yeah, you just gotta.
She had a good.
She was laughing. The fun's done, and then she left.
She was laughing right off the bat. I mean, I think
then they try to get off, and then you push it.
I
pushed it a little. It's fun talking to salesmen because they want to keep you on the phone for the most part. Yeah. Like,
but she's probably still laughing about it at the moment.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I don't have any moral qualms about wasting a car salesman's time because that's what they do to people for a living. And it's not. I bought a car a while ago. I'm not going to say what kind, but it's slightly under $5 million. And the experience of, first I leased it, then I bought it out of the lease. And that experience of dealing with those people, I genuinely have PTSD from, they're in the business of wasting your entire day.
Yeah. I bought my car in the parking lot of a Target. I found the guy online. I found the car I wanted, private seller, and I paid cash.
Okay.
Oh damn.
Well, that's his, we don't do, I'm not, I wasn't dealing with like some drug dealer situation.
Wait, you did all the papers and everything in the parking lot? You didn't have to go to like a AAA or something like that to hand it over?
No, you just sign, he just gives you the thing and then.
Wow.
I hired a guy that checked it out.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
I did that before. You can go on Yelp and a mechanic will meet you and you pay him like $200 and he goes through everything and he's like, takes you off to the side. It's like, all right, here's the deal.
It was a mechanic. Do you have questions? You're curious about things mechanics do.
Yeah.
You want to ask Doug if he asked him any of this?
Well, you could, next time you call your mechanic, you could ask. I've always wondered if, you know how they have to use like a jack to jack the car up?
Mm-hmm.
If they've ever done that and then like, I don't know, somehow the jack slipped out and then the tire like crushed their balls.
Oh my God.
Or if they've ever fucked the muffler of a car. That might be cool. We've tried to ask mechanics that, but they don't really, they don't seem to take it seriously.
They get,
I thought it might be cool.
No, those kind of calls maybe fall under the,
My balls!
You know what this is?
No. What is that?
It's a dog.
Oh,
that's a dog?
That's just how it barks.
Is he getting neutered right there? All right. Should we do another call? Should we do, I don't know. I don't know how
I mean,
we can
top. I got
top.
My game we can play.
How do you raise the stakes?
We're raising the stakes. We're just like seeing if she'll like put you through to the. To
no,
the,
don't call the same. Don't bug.
Okay, I have an idea. Here, I'll text Matt. Here's an idea for a place. They'll answer right away.
Like a guaranteed answer.
Guaranteed kind of answer and a guaranteed. I think it'll be a fun place to kind of goof around with.
All right, you dial.
Because a lot of businesses, you're going to get like the automated like plus one for.
We'll see how this
goes.
It's going
to mute. I don't think.
Is it ringing?
(laughs) 911, what's your emergency?
Oh my God.
Is this 911?
Yes. I see here you're calling from a cellular phone, so I'll need your current address to best complete your needs.
We can't. We're not going to do the address. This is live on air. So technically, I have to tell you that.
Okay. But I mean,
and we have an emergency. We do have an emergency. It's 911, like 9.
Perfect.
Do you ever,
what is it?
Do you ever call it 911 when you answer? Like the 9.
Listen.
Remember 9/11?
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is, but we have to keep this line free. So if you could please hang up.
Yeah, it is free. It's a free call. Okay, what's my emergency? I'm hosting this Tim Heidecker. Are you familiar with Tim Heidecker, the comedian guy, Tim and Eric, DJ Doug Pound, Vic Berger, Matt Carlin's here.
Mention my name.
And we're doing a live show, and we have an emergency.
No, I'm not familiar with any of those
names. Right.
But again, we have to keep this line open. So
for real emergencies, like if somebody planted a bomb in the children's hospital or something?
Oh, I mean, what?
Yeah, there's a bomb in the children's hospital. I don't know. Hang up.
Brendan!
No.
It's a joke.
He's...
How does he know that? You called 911. Sir?
Yeah, I'm going to have to report that.
No,
Brendan.
No, it's a joke.
Like you can't report it.
Brendan Walsh
just hung up.
Oh, no.
You hung up on him?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Definitely sending people over here.
Brendan, no, not. Like I didn't give him my address. It's not a felony.
Why don't you call another fucking car dealership? What do you call it?
Why would you call 911? I was
Matt
confused
said
when it said...
I didn't know who you were dialing.
Three beeps.
So now what?
I'll call him back. I don't know.
You'll call 911 back?
Yes.
I don't think you're going to get this name.
Why don't you text them?
Can you text
911?
Yeah, that's
you
a good
can.
Question.
Do you ever watch that?
You probably should be able to because if you're being... Wait, is 911 know?
What's your emergency?
Is this the same 911 guy? From we just called in a bomb threat?
Yeah, no, you did. I had to report it to my superiors.
It's a joke. It was a joke. Just I thought I made that clear. So that was just a bit we were doing.
Well, I do have to report it to my superiors.
Well,
he's a comedian.
Hold on,
he's
trying to be funny. Yeah. I'm innocent. It wasn't my idea.
Amanda
so don't
Conrad
arrest me
is her
or whatever.
Name.
No, that's not my name. So please just don't arrest me.
I have to.
Are you a baseball fan? Are you a baseball fan? You like the Dodgers? Shut up. You like the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like the Dodgers?
Okay, how about 2 Dodgers tickets, box seats, and I give you a bar tab. You can get $200 worth of hot dogs, beer.
Sounds like a good deal. No. You should take that.
I'm going to report it.
No, but... Can we just do kind of, okay, how about 3 tickets to the Dodgers game?
No, I'm reporting it right now.
Who are you reporting it to? Your mom?
Is your mom?
Yeah, you should report it to your mom. That's a good idea.
Beg for mommy.
Yeah.
Really? Listen,
off topic,
to
what size are your mom's breasts? You have big honkers or
how
little...
Long did you, how long did you breastfeed for?
How long did you breastfeed for, 911 guy?
Oh, listen, I have to keep this line open.
No, you don't.
If you have an emergency.
So it's just the one, it's just you answering the 911 for all of Los Angeles?
No, we have a whole room full of people, but I mean, we do have to keep this open because there's fires and burglaries.
Yeah. My house is on fire. Is that how most people call?
I mean, they're more panicked than that, but...
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, listen, final offer. 4 Dodgers tickets, box seats, free hot dogs and beer. And you get to sit next to Tim Heidecker.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Well, do you like
if
comedy?
If you are a comedy fan...
Is my mic on?
No.
Are you a comedy guy?
Is my mic muted?
I'm a comedy guy, yeah. All right, we got to go.
Do you know Bert Kreischer?
I've met him. I know him, yeah.
Can you get me tickets to him at 4?
Wait, you're a Bert Kreischer fan? You want tickets to see him?
I love the machine.
Okay, great. Well, we got it. We'll hook you up with tickets. Don't report it to the cops, all right?
Okay.
Deal. All right. You got it. I'll call you back. I can get you at this number. It's 911.
Yeah.
I'll call you back after the show. Yeah, we'll work out the deets.
Thank you. That was a close one, Brendan.
Yeah, that was a close one. Sorry, guys. That was a poor decision making. Everyone at home is probably freaking out.
You got to get him those Kreischer tickets now.
Yeah, we got to. I'll pull some strings.
You ever do a set with your shirt off?
I was just thinking you should take your shirt off.
No.
You know who probably shops at that Ferrari dealership is Chrysler's friend, Tom Segura.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys have expensive stuff.
They love.
Love those.
They love these cars.
We don't need to. Those guys have their own thing going on.
Do they have a lot of cars?
I mean, the.
Oh, yeah. That's the Segura's
thing. You know
who
has a lot of cool cars? Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you could see him driving around. One time I saw him at Fuddruckers.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Driving
like an old like truck kind of thing? Like
like one of those like a Wooga. Yeah, like an old 40s car. He has a big jacket on. It says Leno on it.
No.
Swear. It says Leno. He's driving around.
That's wild.
It's grown up in Burbank, baby. That's what you see.
Driving a steam powered. And that's one thing. Like, you live in the Los Angeles area or Burbank. And, like, let's say you're having, like, a schizophrenic, paranoid episode or whatever. And it's going to be, like, you'll be like, I feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like I saw Jay Leno driving a steam-powered car down the street with a jacket that said Leno on it. Like, any of the stuff that happens here, if you lived in Ohio, people would be like,
he's loving that car.
Look at him. What a life he leads, man. He deserves
jacking
it.
Off. Look, he's jacking off.
He's like, oh.
He's left-handed.
Yeah. He's doing the stranger. He's giving himself a stranger. Or maybe he's... It's pre-jacking off. He's sitting on his hand until he goes to sleep. And then he does it. You guys have done the stranger, right?
Who hasn't?
Speaking of stranger, we have this. We're going to be premiering this in the second half of the show. This is a CD that I bought on the street years ago that I rediscovered in a bag. I haven't listened to any of it. None of us have heard it.
You know, I looked at that. It's from 2022.
Yeah, so 2 years ago I bought it.
Can't be saying years ago and it's 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Okay, so.
Years ago means like.
Years ago means.
I should have said year ago? 1 year ago?
You should have said 2 years ago.
A while back. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
A couple seems right. Not a few.
Years ago. It sounds like, you know, like.
Okay, I bought this 2 years ago on the street. Plural. It's plural still. But according to Doug, I mean, I didn't try to make it sound like it was in the 70s. Like, I originally bought this on 8-track.
Wait, you bought that 2 years ago?
I guess.
And you've kept
it? It's been in a bag, and I rediscovered it. We've never played it. There's the CD.
I had to dig this out just for this bit.
The CD player, yeah. And here's some of the tracks. The album's called Habit to Rock. Stay and Chill to Win, You Know Why, Live, Beach City, Live, The World, Dreams, Live, Why Do You Do Baby, Live.
Well, who's the artist?
Cedric Marjo or Margo?
I think it's Margo.
I just want to point out the only way you'll hear it is at patreon.com/officehourslive.
Second half of the show, we might just start dropping some of these tracks in there, see what it sounds like.
And your patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World Record Podcast. We're not streaming live on there. We should have maybe figured that out.
Next time. But the full show will be up on World Record, too.
World Record Podcast.
Can I plug my Patreon, which I've been active on lately? Patreon.com/DougPound. I've been doing editing tutorials, and I have a couple of jingle tutorials on there.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Beautiful.
I don't want to watch that. I watch that shit.
Speaking of promotions, like I think we do have a peddler of some sort.
We do have a guest.
Waiting in the wings.
Yeah, we have a guest waiting in the wings. If you are a fan of the World Record Podcast, you've seen this guy. This is, he's out here from Texas. He's an inventor.
He was supposed to go to some convention, I think.
He's going to an invention convention. And so he happened to be in town while we're doing this show. Kind of like Elon Musk. I don't know if you're familiar. Well, we could talk to him about it. He's got a series of a lot of technology-based inventions.
He's a brilliant, entrepreneur. He has these really innovative ideas.
Yeah. So it's John M. Is the inventor. He's here all the way from Austin, Texas.
Oh, here he is.
No, have a seat.
It's all right.
Come on in.
Come on, John. Just sit.
Have a seat.
It's all right. Yeah, I thought we told you that.
I told you it's Tim Heidecker's podcast. I didn't say he was going to be here.
You're right.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Do you have a microphone and stuff, or is there?
I love.
Yeah, these. You're not Vince Berger and Dave. whatever.
Dave Pound.
Doug.
Dave Pound.
Is this one of your pranks?
Yeah, it's one of my pranks.
Come out, Tim.
No, he's not.
This is funny.
It's funny as you mentioned pranks. The fart noise that came when you sat down, it was not from a whoopee cushion, so I don't know. But it's good to have you here in studio. The BO really shines through.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, it's a comedy.
Oh, it's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought we were doing one like yours.
So we'll just disregard that.
We can cut that out, right?
Yeah, we'll cut it out.
Any of the disrespect or whatever.
So John M. is, you guys might know him from the Text Cafe. Doug and Vic, are you?
Hey, guys.
What's the Text Cafe?
The Text Cafe was a business that we got going, kind of took off during the pandemic. The idea behind it is it's a restaurant. You go in, all your interactions with everyone are all over text. So your interactions with your waiter, your interactions with the chefs in the back, you order on the text. And there's actually no talking allowed at all. It's all text-based.
You can text the chef?
You can text the chef. You can text anyone in the kitchen. You can text other tables. It's kind of a community, but there's no talking permitted at all.
They have
Texturity guards. Yep.
I kind of like that idea, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody's on their phone.
And you can, so you might as well just text each other. Huh?
Yeah, so that's the thing. You can text. So you have a party of four. You make a textervation.
Yeah, as long as you do it
via text.
24 hours before.
It has to be 24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
Can you have sound on your phone? Like when you're texting, can you have...
You can have that. Yeah, we encourage that. Okay. We like that. It's kind of ASMR for us. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And that's something that's an older business of mine.
The text
got into a little bit of trouble, but...
You guys are clear. Let's say you're having a dinner party. There's 5-7 people at your dinner party. Instead of having small talk while you're eating, you're just texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then an added feature...
Small text.
Yeah. Oh, and this is when John just arrived here. And,
he went to Hollywood Boulevard yesterday.
Hollywood Boulevard, and that's some of the swag I got, and got some gifts for these guys.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful area over there. I recommend everybody go check it out. They've got these sidewalks where they got big stars.
Everybody's seen it.
All the names on there. Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's kind of Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore.
So, and then, you can also text people at other tables, too, if you wanted to.
Or let's say you have a dietary restriction. The great thing about Text Cafe, you just text the chef. Hey, don't put any cheese in
no
my...
No nuts or whatever.
Yeah, don't put any cheese
on my tacos.
It's a great
way to meet fellow texters, people who enjoy texting. I mean, it became a really big hit.
Until the waitress got murdered.
Well, that's not...
Because then that was a hiccup. Customer got, because you text your waitress and stuff, they somehow got her, kept the information on their phone, so they texted her.
We updated all that. Now it's all goes through a secure line. But yeah, it was
lured her to an area where they wound up murdering
her. That was all dealt with in the courts, and then we're not supposed to speak of it. So I was told that we wouldn't be talking.
And then you moved on to what was it?
Text the P. Yeah, it was a text-based therapy system, and we also had. This is something that we're sort of on the cutting edge with. It's a little bit like the Neuralink that Elon had. We have basically. I had a port put into the rear of my head, just above the spinal cord there, and I was able to put in a device. Actually, I have it here with me, and this just plugs right in to the back here, and you can load it up with any kind of information. You've seen the Matrix.
Wow.
Hey.
You could have that in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. It's all available to you. We did that. We did We have a couple more inventions that we've done. We did
the new one is the Home Fine. You guys are familiar with that, right?
Who?
Home Fine.
Home Fine. It's
you've heard of that app?
Vic,
we have a device.
I think I may have.
If you lose your home, you can find it.
No, Home Fine.
In a way. Yeah. What we do is there's a device that's no bigger than a pack of gum. We insert that right into the engine. It takes about 15 minutes, and then you can operate your car without even touching the steering wheel or the gas pedal or the brake. You can sit in the back seat of your car and drive home. And what it is, it's basically like driving, playing a driving game, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can overlay different skins. So say you're a big South Park fan. You can have all the other cars have like a Cartman in there or whatever, and it's a lot
that
of fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you sit in the back seat. You're driving.
So you can
your
drive
car,
your own car. From drive your own the back car. Seat. Yeah. You're looking at your screen.
You don't touch the pedal.
And this is legal.
You don't touch the gas. Well,
yeah. It's sort of a loophole at the moment. I mean, as long as you're in the back seat. You can't be in the front seat or the passenger seat or anything like that. You can also send your car from your home. You can drive from just your living room couch
your
from your Barca
remotely.
Lounger.
Yep.
Drive it remotely. Send it to pick up some food. They'll throw it in there. And, yeah, we're working with some restaurants.
Now, that I like.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And then the
why is it called Home Find?
Home Find. Because it
that's
gets
a
you,
terrible name.
It gets you Home Find. Well, it was one that we sort of worked
on.
Home Fine.
These are kind of in development. So there's some of these are working.
Why don't you call
titles.
Backseat driver? You know,
hey,
that's a good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, and then then you could while you're looking at your phone, you have these skins that you can overlay on your surroundings.
Yeah, you said that you could.
Hello Kitty.
But then also there was
Favorite basketball team. Imagine all your favorite basketball players instead of regular pedestrians, you're seeing your favorite players walk by.
That
actually gets you to pay more attention because instead of somebody you don't know, you're seeing
in-app purchases.
Those are in-app. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. All
in-app
purchases.
That's kind of what happened. Like the way the internet went, of course. People, you can also do like pornographic skins, make everybody look naked when you're driving
skins.
Around.
Yeah. That's not. He asked if that was. Yes, it's possible. But we're not.
Have a bone.
See a big pair of balls
like
or whatever.
Okay.
When you're driving, but that. Well, then that led to. So there were some accidents with that car.
That was unrelated.
There was a guy thrown from his car nude.
I heard he got distracted from the big breasts and things as he was driving, and then
that's not
thrown from his vehicle.
If that happened, that was a hack, and that wasn't how the stuff was supposed to be run.
But you can make people look nude while you're driving around. You can overlay
a
skin.
You could do anything, but those skins aren't available in the app. So
there were privacy issues.
I don't agree with that. I don't think that's fair.
And then that led to. You guys interested in this? Is this?
We can move on from this concept. I get the idea.
Yeah
you get.
Do you have any new inventions or?
If you guys have any questions, I mean.
Yeah, this is stuff that we've been working on for a while. The latest one is called Ghost Fine, and it's actually a way to communicate with the afterlife. You can actually. We're still fine tuning it. Mm-hmm. But there is a way that we've discovered where I was getting some symbols on my phone and that I was able to determine that I was speaking actually with
a ghost.
A ghost. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
So if you have any loved ones that you want to...
It's a completely untapped market. I mean, think about, population
ghost.
Living times 100... Thousand, you
so
know,
ghosts exist.
All the people that have been alive at one point or another.
I don't think ghosts exist.
Well,
you're saying they do.
We are proving that with this app, and it's something that I think people are going to be able to discover that they can.
I'm afraid of no
you know,
ghosts.
For instance, somebody passed away.
Now, how do you know? How does the user know
what's that?
How would the user know that you just didn't program these ghosts and, make AI ghosts?
Well, I mean, you can ask questions that only a ghost would know.
Yeah, like, what were you wearing when you died, jacking off in your car when I was driving your, when you were driving my invention?
Denim head to toe.
Or how did it feel when you were murdered? Like, if he contacts the waitress that got murdered.
No, that's right. Not.
Like, you say, how did it feel when the guy
unrelated.
Was killing you?
Completely unrelated to our thing. Mm. So, yeah. But, there's Jay Leno.
Do we have what Matt? What do I do here for? Because we're coming up on the hour.
Yeah, well, we have a couple more minutes, but then
do we take a caller? You can take some calls. Yeah. If maybe somebody has questions about Ghost Fine, Home Fine, we're going to be playing some of this in the second hour.
Yeah. Over at patreon.com/officehourslive, yeah. Or if you're watching live, just stay tuned. And yeah, let's talk to Lauren. Maybe she has some questions.
Lauren.
Okay.
Hi.
For John.
You're on the air, Lauren, for John.
Hi,
there
Lauren.
She is. Look at her.
Hey, how are you?
Eyeglasses. Wearing eyeglasses just like me, John. Look, everybody here. Right. Oh, Doug doesn't have his own. Everybody's wearing glasses.
Oh, wait, I'll put mine on.
Does anybody have 20/20 vision anymore? I remember back in the 90s, you know, everybody.
Why don't you invent something to fix our eyes?
Ooh.
That's a text-based eye therapy.
Maybe for blind folks.
We have some contacts we're looking at that'll have the text just pop right in front of you.
But if you're blind, I don't think you'd
Maybe not for
that's another thing. Let's let her ask her question.
Yeah, Lauren, you're on the show. Don't be nervous. There's millions of people watching live. Don't mess it up. Don't bomb.
I've been watching this for so long. I've never called in before, but I had to today because these are my two podcasts.
Nice. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going wonderful. I was very excited to see John M.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. John M. There
you
go.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
I tried to make a text reservation, you know, in San Francisco.
Yeah, there were some
issues.
Early. You have to wait. That's something we just can't get around for whatever reason. We can't break that 24-hour window there.
Why can't you? Because if you're texting the waiters.
Just the limitations of the technology.
But why not have the waiters and the chef? Shut up!
Brendan.
Because you text the waiters and the chefs and everything in real time.
Right, yeah. Right.
So why not just make the reservations on that same, I don't get the technology limitations.
It's a proprietary thing.
Sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, I signed up for a 10-year plan and can't.
I get it.
No worries. Yeah. I wish I had something cooler planned. I really wanted to say thank you to everyone in that room. Because
nice.
And Tim, obviously, but I had some tough postpartum time after my son was born, and it was just world record office hours on repeat, and it made me feel so happy.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I want to thank you guys.
How is it going now? How's postpartum going now?
Good. He's two, and he's awesome. He's the light of my life. But it's just
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
And I also wanted to say, A-Train, it was so cool to hear someone who's obviously such a great mom having such a hilarious creative outlet. And
she's an okay mom.
Thank you.
I mean, she's probably, where do you live, Lauren?
Oakland.
Oakland. Okay. So she's probably an Oakland 9 as a mom. Los Angeles 7. Still not bad.
Okay. That's fine. Well, thank you. Thank you. It is fun being able to go on the show and say dick and balls or whatever. It's fun to just kind of get that out of your system.
What does this have to do with being a mom?
I'm saying when I'm on the show, it's a creative outlet for me.
Well, we should give Brendan a round of applause for letting her on the show.
Thanks, Brendan. I had to fight to get on here. Thank you.
Well, speaking of Richard Bain, the guy brought up first, that was my original co-host, and he killed himself.
Thank you, Richard, for giving me the opportunity.
Thank Richard for
helping the ladies out.
Killed himself. We were supposed to do a podcast the next day, and that was the only tweet that I did in his honor. I said, I guess you really didn't want to do that podcast tomorrow. I've done a lot of wild things to get out of doing a podcast, but that's
commitment.
That's way out of line.
Yeah.
Lauren, so do I read? Do we do the break now? I don't know how smooth do we do this?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Do we do another call, or do we have to adhere to exactly 11? Or
no, you want to talk to someone else?
We don't have to take a break.
Let's take a break.
Stick around for part.
Yes.
Stick around for part two.
All right. If you're watching live, stick around. Make sure you like and subscribe to the official Office Hours YouTube channel. If you're watching the replay, join us at patreon.com/officehourslive, or you go to patreon.com/world record
No one does backslash.
You're fucking sitting there like a mute the whole goddamn show.
I was just trying to talk.
We're talking to John about all these interesting things. You're just fucking sitting there.
Yeah, he's going on and on. I'm bored.
Yeah, right. Okay, great.
I wanted
so we got Doug here to be bored during the part, and then when I try to just get a little,
I was trying to
say
stick around for part two because I got a game.
Yeah, we got a game from Doug.
We got a game from Doug.
World, can I say my whole Patreon thing?
All right, go.
Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast worldrecordpodcast.com. Watch the videos. And
Comovians coming up.
Comovians game. And we're going to hear some cuts from Habit to Rock by Cedric the Entertainer.
And I'm going to shout out Derek Milton for the halftime video today. Right?
Yep.
Milton. Derek Milton.
All right. Stick around, everybody. Sorry for yelling.
Howdy, y'alls. Who's all got the full show, yo? Come on, already. Go get the full show at www.patreon.com/officehourslive. Get the full show. Get the full show. Get the full show. Go, 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 go. Have fun. Have laughs. Have the full show. If you're thinking.